Hey, where are we going to now, Nathalie? Dalit. Okay, someone called Dalit. Well, Nathalie looks for the mute button, we'll start.
Through Vav, I think. Let me just check to make it. I'm right. Yeah, through Vav. All of through, including Vav.
Okay. Someone called Dalit didn't mean to toss the puzzle or the safe attire. He found a mistake. We'll buy you date seeking. Yes, this is also not something gay for the Hamoinam, but we'll do it. We'll try and learn it, so in case anybody's stuck in a shul, that's for Shalom, with a mistake in the Sefer Torah, we'll know what to do. So if Nimsa Sefer Torah puzzle, Machmas Toys. If you find a Sefer Torah that's puzzle because of a mistake, if it's a legitimate mistake, ain't current, but you can't read it, if you can Sefer Torah, after you need another Sefer Torah. Ezu Toys Gama, what is a Toys Gama? If it's had an extra letter or a missing letter, in this halach of people ois achas, or it's missing even one letter, I mean, it's not missing, it's mixed up one letter. Value days in mishtana hakriya, and that's then the word, the translation of the word changed. Kumay simim, sit imim, migrashehen, migrashehem. Right? So those, meaning it can be spelled both ways, right? And because since it can go either way, it has to be spelled the proper ways. Even though it's here, it means the same thing. We come up with human kriya in a shava have it has gone. Since meaning this is a case where it's not the same, it's just the translation is going to be the same, but the pronunciation is going to be different, and even that's considered a mistake. And of course, if
And
it's a mistake in the translation. What?
if the pronunciation is not going to be different.
If the pronunciation is not going to be different, no, but then if the translation is going to be
Some
different,
things we have,
yes.
some things we pronounce according to Masorah, not according, they are not
Correct.
written
So
as
that's
Masorah.
Kriya and Ksivs. Those are
Right, so I'm
special
thinking
exclusions.
Domim seems like you can really pronounce it the same way.
No, Se'aymim or Simon.
Soimim,
Right.
right,
Sit is the difference.
but like I'm saying, people who don't pronounce oi, they can pronounce just soimim, either one.
Well, okay, so
So
there's a tshuva from the
Tomim,
yeah, so there's a tshuva from there's a tshuva from Ramosha Feinstein that says that nowadays, basically, if the Dibur pronounces words that way and it's accepted, then that's not called a mispronunciation. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush from him, but we certainly rely on that when necessary. You have to read it the way it's supposed to be written, and then it's going to be changed. Remember, Pasha Truma, Amma Bafetzi. And the Makan Rachba Nim to Kotam the hey, our Bishop Likus as a base Bechilum, you can still read it with a Chilum. In Pamakam Kimchikashu Kotam Havi Toys from Mishtana HaPerush, since when it's written, it's a mistake that the translation gets changed. Havi Gamkin Toys Gomer, that's considered a Toys Gomer. Avluma Toys will be in chain of Mishtana Loya Pirish. But if the mistake doesn't change anything, it's missing a letter that's not going to change anything. If it's a yud shemushis, meaning sometimes the yud needs to be part of the shayrish, sometimes not. You're going, I will say yud, then you don't say take out another sefer. Basically, you really have to know dictation. And the reason for this is, even though it's not written properly, but who says you're going to put away the Sefer Torah and take out another one that it's going to be any better? But if it's missing the Yud from the Shairush, without that Yud, the Lord Yud after Hatov. I'm wrong. Then you have to take another sefer Torah. Ayin Sharif, Shrayim Sharvov, Sivov, Kisiv, Chom, Chom. All right. Bays, Nimsa, Teva, Apas, Kaluka, Ad, Shamiris, Kishtai. Let's say a word looks split until it looks like two different words. So the words are so close together that it looks like they're read together. Also, Nimsa, Teva, Yaseira, or an extra word, Banshee, Teva, Zara, Shame, Kamakamakal, whether it's a strange word, meaning it doesn't belong there at all, Banshee, Nikula, Teva, Apas, Kula, or it's double. I'm Sefer Kesis HaSeifer, Madura Tanyana. Kesis HaSeifer is the Bible on this. I think it's written by the kids, right? Tanim Nitzah Shinoi, the Tzuvah HaParshias, and if you have it, there's a Shinoi in the Tzuvah of the Parshias, meaning there was a bigger space than it was supposed to be. A Stumah Makam the opposite, a Hepsik Parshias, the Makam Shein HaTzarah, or a Hepsik HaParshias, where you don't need it. Or the Makam HaTzarah, Lios Hepsik Parshias Ve'enai. Those are all real psulim, even though that doesn't change anything in the translation. It's just a matter of the spacing is correct. If you find one letter attached to another letter, if it looks like it became attached after it was written, right? Meaning like a drop of ink dropped there. So it's kosher. It's culturally in the Shana Tzuras, as long as the Oithi looks proper. But if it looks like the cipher botched this and he connected it all was written, as I yeshu look, then if they attached it before the Oithi was finished, by nun pshuta, but during the week, you can just scratch it away and then you're fine. Adibuk Nasa Begumara Ice, but if the Adibuk was done at the end of the ice, Yeshla Haksha, you can be master it, Vain Sri Kamaji Sefer Torah Peretz. A lot of times, by the way, if they say that, you know, there's saliva from the Balkaira, and it can go and it can land some kind of on an ink and it could run and then it could connect the words. So that wouldn't be a problem. I don't know how you know whether that's the case or not, but that's what we'll say. If you have an ice that you lost it to, whether it's there from the beginning of the writing, right? Whether there's a hole there, but sometimes you can get a hole, it's puzzle. But if it's inside the ice, then it footballs the ice, it's a rasa, or it's outside the ice, and the ice is with its tutor, meaning the ice has it, as a shayna muk of gvil, it's not surrounded by parchment, meaning each letter has to be surrounded by parchment. And then, so therefore, you can see that the hole came after it was written. Kosher is kosher. Even the pshas ksiva, since at the time of the writing, by yamuk of kvil, it was surrounded with parchment. In kofza hadiyoy me'ezah ois ve'ena shofar, the roi tassel. Let's say somehow it got a little weakened. The black got a little weakened. Then that's tassel. A. If you have a suffix, which letter it is? Shema ain sarasa, meaning maybe the two is not on it. Maron the tina sheina. So then this is where you get into this thing that you have to show it to a child. I know sheina. He doesn't understand. Meaning it can't be too old, because then he's gonna look at the word and he's gonna try and figure it out with his own translation. It has to be young enough that he
Usually
knows
don't bring
Alephes.
children. We
What?
don't bring children. We don't bring children to show for dancing.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I'm saying, who are you gonna show it? Like, you assume that you're gonna be a child and evaluate based on whether if you are a child.
Well, many people do bring kids to show. But either way, you go out and you find one. You go to the peer fake group or whatever. Yeah.
You should be
Let's say you
able
have.
to.
No, all right. What are you saying? Joseph, what are you saying?
Oh, you should be able to just show one letter. Let's say you like put paper to block all the other letters,
Right. So
and even
that's
it
what they
goes
do.
up
That's what
to
it is.
be.
Right. So they take the letter, they take letter, and they whatever they take paper and they cover it over. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Fine. So, meaning, yeah, now if you have, I mean, this is what you worry about, that if you have one kid here, you have a whole machlokes of kids, you go with the majority. The child only helps when we're not sure. Because all you're doing is it's a gibli milta. Let's say we see that the ice is not proper. The and you have the yud of an aleph. It's separated a yud ha'ayin v'ashin v'ragli hatov u'kadayim ha'pasul. They're all pasul. Alpi shatunayik paro'ayta. Even though the child is reading it, human she'enenu ra'ayis she'en ha'ayis ketikuna. Meaning, you can show the letter to a child, right? And the child will say, "Oh, I can read this word," and you say, "We say we don't care because the child is." The child is the, it, he doesn't care, meaning only when we're doubtful. Only when we're doubtful. Right? Fine. Kishamarin the, I'm sorry, one more. Kishamarin the when you show it to the Tinoik, you do not have to, this is what you were saying, you don't have to cover them over. But the ones before you do. And if there's if you have an ice that has a hole in it, and I'm sorry, minha, and you have under the hole, you still have an ice. You don't know whether there's enough of a letter before the hole, then when you're showing it to the child, you have to cover it over. Meaning, if most of the word is there, and you're just trying to figure out most of the letters there, you're just trying to figure out if there's a hole. So then, if he can see most of the letter, of course he's going to get it right. So you'd have to then you'd have to cover it over. The tinek is going to combine it, and really there is no tzirut. Let's say some of the ink went off from part of the ice, and you still have an outline. You have to cover it over. The tinek will not combine it together. Okay, hopefully we never need to know any of these halachas, but if we do, at least we have epis. We have epis something, something, some knowledge about it. Okay.
Okay,
Everybody
Shaka,
should have a
safe
fine
flight.
night and a good Shabbos and Sirius Pedras.
Have a
Thank you.
safe flight. You have someone picking you up?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, yeah.
You'll let me know.
Yeah.